אומר רב זירה, אומר רב הונה, במצווה עד שליש. סתם דביסים את הכבוס לסגמור את הכתוד דוין בו בקאמה. אומר רב זירה, אומר רב הונה. ריריס גוון רב הונה, דוסיס אומר רב זירה, אומר רב הונה. סייטה תקן ספר היושר פון רבנו טעם, עם טוב שינון היי, ונגדוקי סויפרים, די אבא גירס את תקן לגמור בפור, אומר רב זירה, אומר רב הונה, אוי כסף ומתה. The Gemara before is Omar Rav Zeira, Omar Rav Huna, or Kesef Omeita. The Gemara before is Omar Rav Zeira, Omar Rav Huna. No. So both the Gemara is Omar Rav Zeira, Omar Rav Huna. So stick in my head that if the Gemara before is Omar Rav Zeira, Omar Rav Huna, and not Stam Omar Rav Huna, so come to it's Shabbat Rosh, and not Kamoi. It's Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira is not Ala Amiroi. So if the Gemara is this girl says, it's not a Kashi, why Rabbi Nutam passing like Rav Huna. Omar Rav Zeira, Omar Rav Huna. Unsere Schatzstrecke steht nicht. Gehört einmal auf Schatz von der Rebbe. Cheder gesagt, auf Schatz. Bis ist er mir gerät auf den Meter von der Masik, ist er mir gerät Meter von Mitzvah und der Kodesh Baruch Hu zu geben, der Kodesh Baruch Hu, ich habe einen Meter. Ich weiß nicht. Komm, okay, Oma Rav Zeira, Oma Rav Hune. Bemitzvah ad Schlish. Bemitzvah ad Schlish. Mai Schlish. Mai Schlish. אילי משליש בייסוי אלו מעטו ישרמי להתלוס המצווה לייסיב לכולי בייסוי אלו מעטו ישרמו להתלוס המצווה לייסיב לכולי בייסוי צעד משתול לבדר גמורה סבור זוג בגמורה אילי משליש מצווה מי שליש אילי משליש בייסוי אלו מעטו ישרמי להתלוס המצווה לייסיב לכולי בייסוי זאת רש שליש בייסוי שחייב אודום לבזבז במצווה סלולב ריציציס או ספרתירה שליש מה שיש לה שחייב אודם לבזבז במצווה סלולב ריציציס או ספרתירה שליש מה שיש לה סתם, why Rashi counts these mitzvahs? סתם, בלבטיש לגמור הזאת, ישרמו לה כלוס המצווה זאת פיסטו, so Rashi wants to bring you three יחתינצס of three mitzvahs You more ask if Israel will itlos a mitzvah, leisev lekule beise, that's the kasha. So Rashi says, if you go in mitzvah slulev, it sits as a sefateir, a shlish ma she yeshlo. Zog teisus. Ilai me shlish beise. Mashma, de ein tzorich lebazbez kol momoy no iliknois esrek. Afilo lo yimtza betochtis. Ve ave mitzvah iver. Zog teisus, it's mashma, frisis vedayit vun ahava minas vun digimore. That was never a salkedaitoch that a person has to spend all of his money, if a person is sitting in a shtot, and he has the esrik, but he doesn't have enough money, if he spend all of his money, he could buy an esrik. So he takes this mucha from our suge, that he doesn't have to. It's mucha from our suge, that he doesn't have to. What is the raya? The Gemara says, ilayim eshlish beisek. The most the Gemara had a havamina that the person has to spend is a third of his money. The first day says in the first line, mashma she'etzor lebazbez kol momoinoi. Does nish given a tzad. Because if a person has to spend all of his money, how the suya could start to declare that he has to spend a third? He has to spend all of his money. The first day says, all of his money, la'aloche le'maise, chod nishkin sofek, that a person doesn't have to spend. To the two zoktei says, ve'afu shlish beisoi, mashma deloi mechayet. And even shlish is mashma no la'ahava amine, oba le'maskone sinishnazeh. So it's two parts in the taste, not to learn the taste. First the taste is the mashma from the Havamina from the Gemara that called Beis Hoya Vadenish. So the Gemara melts them to the taste, and after the Shlish, is mashma is no Havamina. The Maskoni, you don't have to give even a third. The Amrina Nami, and this brings two half-riars to the Yisoy. Hame Bazbez, al Yibazbez Yoyse Michoymesh, the Shade of Tzdoke, ubesoke choshev le Rabban Rebusa, Rabban Gamliel, shekona Esrek be'elef Zuz. The Gemara is mispol from Rabban Gamliel, as he gave the Esrek for Elef Zuz. Mashma is normal a mensch, and macht das nicht. So Taisa says on Yesoi that a person doesn't have to spend all of his money. A person doesn't have to spend all of his money to buy an Esrek. How much he has to spend, we'll try to figure out. But first, the first Yesoi. Taisa is meyasa that a person doesn't have to spend all of his money to buy an Esrek. Frek de Raivet, farvos nicht. Hashem said, ulekachtem lochem ayoyim arishoyim, anaf litzoviz, priyotzodor, is a mitzvah to take a lulev. So what do you mean I don't want to spend my money? Hashem gave you a mitzvah, and you have money. With this money I want to buy a house. I don't want to spend a mitzvah. You mechuyev, you have a mitzvah. You mechuyev, you have a mitzvah. Hazei frek deraita. תמוע לי, וכי יש דומים למצווס? איך יכולים עלי אקנה לולה ואסריק? המצווה הרי חשוב כל ממנוי. ויש לו אמר, עד כדי שלא יובל לידי עניס ויצטרך לבריאס. We don't want him to become poor, ויצטרך לבריאס. כמו שאומרו, המבזבז על יבזבז יויסו מחוימש, שמו יעני, ואיפול עצמו על הציבור. וכמו שאומרו, עשה שבוס חחול ואל תצטרך לבריאס. ועוני כמיסו. So when you see Loshon HaRaivet, it's much more shtickle than Loshon HaRaivet, that the Kol HaDerabbanan, Nisvore, maybe Einach and Ami, you'll be Mechuyev, no, that the Kol HaDerabbanan, that we don't want you to become poor, we don't want you to become poor, and then what do you be? You're Neufel al HaTzibur, we will not fall off the Tzibur. So now we don't want you to be Neufel al HaTzibur, many of you made it the Kol HaMibazuz al HaBazuz Yoysa Mechoymesh. That's given the Takone. HaMibazuz al HaBazuz Yoysa Mechoymesh. Because we don't want him to fall on the tzibur. Matriach the tzibur. Kenish. Pashas wa takone de rabbono naza. In Rashbo, he brings down the Raivet. Milo be milo. And the Raivet finishes, Sha'oni kemiso. Sha'anius kemiso. So the Rashbo weiss this, and the same shot in the Raivet, so as they did pikuach nefesh. So as a shtik of pikuach nefesh, they came after. זוקט ומכל מקום לא כמיסו ממש אמר הרב ומכל מקום לא כמיסו ממש אמר הרב זה יש כן ממש מיסה שלא יאמרו אלא במצווס עשה בשבע אל תעשה אבל מצווס לא יתעשה אפילו כל במיני זוקט if the pshat in the rive it is that miso and this is like miso it's pikuach nefesh a person is poor could be in a massive of a pikuach nefesh or mi choshev kemeis so even a lesser say pikuach nefesh is derech kol atere kulo und war so mirash bo it's poshen it's only an esser and nishken a lesser say but it's like miso not mamish miso so now you have to do that so look about in the rive it mash bo mo at a kol at a rabono vi the rash bo bring this a rot at mo mash bo sa za korob li pikuach nefesh so za slow from korob li pikuach nefesh the pisket shuvah in yereday the saloche is twice in shechonoch to see in the second shechonoch pasket the saloche the ramo pasket that's in tof kuf nun vav and tof resh nun vav that's even shechonoch the ramo mishael lo yesro gushar mitzves en tzorich lebazbez hoin rav shnei tzlochit os hoin rav kumi shomu ha mebazbez al yebazbez yesro mechoymesh afilu mitzvah iveres the davka mitzves esa aber lo yisese yitem kol momoyne So also in Kufa in Zion, in Yeredeya, the Shechon, the Ramo brings it down. So this is Mesurus Nefesh. So like the Pischit Shuvah,
If a person will spend all of his money, he'll become poor. And a poor person could do a lot of less mitzvahs from a rich person. So as David Gemara says, "Mutov lechalov Shabbos achas kedei sheyikayim Shabbos asharbe." It's better that he will not do one mitzvah, but he will do this mitzvah and then he will not have money, and he will not mekayim asach of andere mitzvahs. Chazal don't want you to become poor, because if you become poor, then later you'll be mafsil mul mitzvah. So that's all small. So we have the Raivet, it's called the Rabbanon, the Rashba is mashmah, so it's called the Pekuach Nefesh, it's the Chuvah says, Poshet B'Shem Yibizot B'Shem Chemdas Eretz, that's small, that Mutav Sheikayim Shabbos Sarbe, and we kayim mul mitzvah, kilu. Others are going to see the tastes in Kiddushin, Baal, Mishnah Berurah brings him down. Taisim Kiddushin Zog, and Daf Lamed Aleph, he brings a Yerushalmi. Kabed Hashem Mehoincho. You only mechuyev to mechabed Hashem from the money that he gave you. But you don't have to go, Litztolich Labriyas, you don't have to go to collect money to do mitzvahs. That's a pasuk, but they say it in Yerushalmi. And if you don't have a tefillin, you're not mechuyev to go around to collect money to have a tefillin. Maybe you mechuyev to borrow a tefillin from someone, ach veis nisht. But you're not mechuyev to go to collect money to have a tefillin. Kabed Hashem Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph Dibra Maschil Kabed. Kabed is Hashem Mehoincho Mimashecho Noncho Vim Lav Potu. So Zaloch, you're not mechuyev to go to raise money to Mekayim Mitzvahs. The Meile, Zogad Achroinim. Now I have money. Now I have money. But, now I have money. But if I will spend my money, I will have to go to collect money to have what to eat. So this is Keilu, I'm collecting money for the mitzvah. I'll do money for the mitzvah, tomorrow I'll not have what to eat, and I would have to collect money for having what to eat. So these are the four reasons that we have Be'esem and Da'achroinim, why a person is not mechuyev to give all of his money for mitzvah sesa. Takana derabbanan, as I call it, because nefesh, because it's a cheshbon, if he'll be poor, or because a person will be poor, he has to collect money, and it's no chiyuv to collect money. I got a Saturday in the Meroy Mesodet on the Netziv, says, no, it's not a small, the Gemara says that Kovod Abriya is doicha eser. The person Marshall is in the street, and he has tzitzis, not a loisus, eser, he has a tzitzis, the tzitzis torah, he doesn't have to take it off in the middle of the street. Kovod Abriya is doicha the mitzvah. So to be poor is also nishkin Kovod Abriya. The person doesn't like to be poor. Well, to give up, chashi, become poor because the mitzvah is meichem nishmichun. Okay, mikom bekon, it's mach nishtas. But we learned in our sugya, and Tesis was miyasad in our sugya, yesoid. That was gebayt from our sugya, we have a yesoid. That a person is not mechuyev to become poor for doing mitzvahs. And because of that, all the rishonim say different as meirim. The reason that you're not mechuyev to spend so much money for a mitzvah is, the yesoid is because we're scared that you'll become poor. And now we're scared that you'll become poor. The melech hazal, atakona, you're not mechuyev to spend so much money. But we come back and say, the Rashba, that it's only in a mitzvah says. And the mitzvah sloisa said, you mechuyev to spend all of your money. Now Rab Kiva Eiger brings down in Yeredeya two pshatim, most of the pshat in this Rashba, that the mitzvah sloisa said, you mechuyev to spend all of your money. Ein pshat, zog Rab Kiva Eiger, that sloisa says, more chomu from mitzvah sesa. And that zweite pshat, zog ter, not because it's more chomu, I break that zay. From the Chavas Yoyer, from the Chasim Sefer, zog ter zay, and as they state in Baritz Chayes, and our sugya, that the reason that in Leisus say you're not mechuyev to spend, you're mechuyev to spend all of your money, it's not because Leisus says more chamo from Esa. Because Esa is more chamo. Esa deicha Leisus. Esa deicha Leisus. So why? Zakta, the reason you're mechuyev to spend all the money for Leisus say because Leisus says kumase. It's a kumase. Some of them, they tell you, if you don't eat chazir, we'll take away all of your house. The guy tells you, either eat chazir, or I will take away your house. Take away my house. The guy tells you, eat chomet, if not, I'll throw you away from work. Come to work in Shabbos. Lose all of your money. But Esa, I'm just sitting and not taking a lulav. Rosh Marashbo. B'shem ha'alta ase. Aval mitzvah sleis ase, afilu kol mamayna. And let's see them. Rosh Marashbo, what would be if a person has chomet in his house? Bali Roy. It's very hard for him to get rid of it. There's one way to get rid of it, to burn down his house. For the first sheet, he's not mechuyev. So even the lemaisi mechuyev to be mafsid, man, if you can't make a bitl, mitzvah pesa, you can't get rid of it. So no eitzes, how to get rid of it, you can mafsid the house. So no, I'm going to get rid of it. So you don't have to burn your house? You don't have to, because it's sheva out, that's it. But she'ein can he brings down the shem tshuvas ha-rivosh. As the rivosh learns, no, that loisa says chomu. Loisa says chomu. Leisa says chomu. Even b'sheva altase, you mechuyev to spend all of your money not to be able leisa say and to burn the house. Even b'sheva altase. Even b'sheva altase. So these are two shittas. So the ma'aser the ikar mechoyshes to the ribosh. I think there is mashma and the poiskim mechoyshes shittas the ribosh and mechuyev the leisa say to spend all of the money. Be'esa you're not mechuyev. That's a village gain around, that's nishkin unzer. And now you say, what would be if you will not lose your money, but you will lose your finger? But it's like money, it's like a chaymesh, how much is it to lose a finger? What? How much? Something is a cover the breeze, something is not cover the breeze, crazy. Rabbitin. A sakara saiva. And a chabad, a sakara saiva, a machlekes, a shabbos, and all of that, if a person is allowed to be over a esser, but what I should say, for sure, it comes out from our sugi, but that's a bezunder shmul, it's not a general. Come to be your aloche. And see me tough reishn and vav. I want to show you how shtikl of be your aloche learn our taste. I told you, upon the kudas, how the Biraloche took out from our tefes, Aloche Lemaise. Come the Biraloche, talk to them. Come the Eish from our suge, Aloche Lemaise, Mevur from our suge, that a person is not mechuyev to spend more from chaymesh from his nechassim to mekayim a mitzvah. It's a chidush atzum, like the Rebbe, that doesn't make sense. Hashem told you to do something, and you have a chetinta to do it, you could spend money and do the mitzvah. I want the money to go to eat food. I don't want to spend it for the mitzvah. We stayed in our suge, I'm not mechuyev. So chidush atzu. Zog de Chofetz Chaim. Chob also the Gemara fakel. Everyone knows the Gemara in Kiddushin. A person has five sloim. Who lived dois? A bnoi lived dois. Doesn't have no money. Only five sloim. Who lived dois? A bnoi lived dois. Who lived dois? A lara is leregel. He only has five sloim. The Gemara tells what to do. To go to Aliyah leregel or to do Pid Naber. To pay to yourself or to pay to yourself. Like the Chofetz Chaim, don't point at yourself and don't point at your son. The mitzvah is five slayim. You only mechuyev to give for a mitzvah a third of your nechassim or a fifth, one seller. You're not mechuyev to give it, so you can't make the mitzvah anyway. What? No. We said now, tasteless. We didn't learn today the sugya if you do mitzvah. We're learning the sugya mashma that a person that cannot buy a esrei doesn't have to buy a esrei. What? But again, why the Chofetz Chaim didn't want that is the first so I'll answer about. But then the Chofetz Chaim said that Mukach in the Sugya did that he didn't have money, he only has five sloim. The Gemara declares, who lived this? No, he lived this. You have to. So what state in the ganze Shulchan Aruch and Poskim from our Gemara? That a person doesn't have to give all of his money. He doesn't matter if a person that has five sloim, tof reish to involve in the Biwa Aloche. So the Biwa Aloche, the Hine, etzem Adina Mevu b'Shulchan Aruch. So Rech Iyun Misugya Kiddushin Nefrotesh. The Mavur Gapit Naben, the Adim Eler Akeis Lohim, so Rivi is Atzvah, the Chalanes Loregel. The Shomai Vish Eler Nechos Nikla, Zula Seilu Achamisho. Ayan Shom, the Chofetz Chaim, Azei Zmuch Achdov. Velechu Lepi Asugi Lepi Kame, Ashmi Melo Mezeh Adina Shul Chomor Bekan, Eilu Mechel Eskar Asher Yesh Lepi, Yer Mitzvah, Rav Rak Shlish Beisi, Gam Kin Eilu Mechuyot. And Zod Azach, Vos Chapsach Hispayas for Rabbi Gamliel, He spent 1,000 zuz. Rabbi Gamliel, Baruch Hashem, was left with money. And the Gemara says that a person has five sloim, gives all the five sloim. Gresso from Rabban Gamliel. The Chofetz Chaim wants to say a chidush. Chidush otzum. I don't think the Chofetz Chaim be'emes and Maskana really hopes in this chidush. Could be only said it in the Hava Amine. He wants to say a zah chidush. That why Rabban Gamliel? What is the status from Rabban Gamliel? That's the Raza. The price of an esrei is 5 shekel, 5 zuz, 10 zuz. And the boat, they knew Rabbi Gamliel wants the esrei, Nosi Yisrael. So the person, they knew that he could charge Rabbi Gamliel 1,000 zuz. This is overpriced. There's no mitzvah to buy a mitzvah for overpriced. Chidush Otzum. The man who asked us to get, I have shown him, Rabbi Ravuta Gamliel, 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 כיוון דיינו מויצו אויסו כפי שווי הרוגל אונוסו ואינו מחויב רק משום חיבוב מצווה זה אנחנו תצחה עם החידוש עוצום a person is in a place and lumber zone he wants to buy matzahs normal matzahs cost $10 and here they're charging for the matzah $1,000 so this is our illness he's not מחויב even if this person has millions and by him $100 is בכלל נשכן שיר not a חוימש זאת תראה זה אוינס ינאט מחויב מל זאת חוב צעיר אולי פשאת נגמרן בבקאם that a vada a person has to spend all of his money to make a mitzvah all of his money to make a mitzvah why the Gemara says here that he doesn't have to here we're talking lulav tzir a person has to buy a lulav and it's overpriced of them zog the Gemara bishlish you have to buy overpriced or but in the normal price this is the mitzvah amaz with the lovdus Hashem said give pirin aben Hashem tells you, give the money to him. I don't want. This is what Hashem told you to do. When Hashem told you to buy a lulav, he told you to buy a lulav that cost $10. He didn't tell you to spend $1,000. Maybe it's now $200,000, I'm not going to do it. It's very mechudashtik. If it's all the love costs $1,000, Hashem wants me to spend $1,000. Because the price is down and someone is cheating me, so Hashem doesn't want me, but Hashem wants me. What's the shaykhus? And then Chabad Chaim wants to say it's up. And then he wants to be chelik la'aloche, that the person, Lama Zogin, has a mitzvah, and he doesn't have money, he has to buy tefillin, he has to spend all the money for tefillin for all the mitzvahs. Only when it's overpriced, then he doesn't have to spend. Didn't have been, this is the price. Aliyah L'Regel, it's the normal price. Didn't have been, it's never overpriced. The price of didn't have been, it's 5 zuz. 5 zloy. Zodah Chofetz Chaim, das ist Deuchak, das ist nicht Pshat. This Pshat is Deuchak. I think when Chofetz Chaim says this Pshat is Deuchak, so he also holds that it's Chiddush is Deuchak. But he wants to mechadish that you don't have to buy mitzvahs for overpriced. That's not his choice from it. So this pshat is deichah. So the pashas, he doesn't learn anymore like this yeshtoi that you don't have to buy mitzvahs for overpriced. So the Chofetz Chaim is called black mitakasha. So in our sugya yeshtoi that a person doesn't have to spend his money to do a mitzvah. Shlish, a kol beisoi, dozen babaka and kiddush yeshtoi that you have. The tzorich leiva. We saw in all of the Rishonim, Zakta Chofetz Chaim, the reason you're not allowed to spend so much money because we don't want you to become poor. Zakta Chofetz Chaim, nearly la aloche. If a person is a poor person, he has a wage of 10 shekel a year. Now he has another 2 shekel for a mitzvah. This 2 shekel for the mitzvah will not make him not poor and not yet poor. Then the Zelda Zah. There's no difference. Zakta Chofetz Chaim, if there's no difference, he has to spend all of his money for the mitzvah. A person that is rich, and if he will spend his money now, what will happen? He will become poor. We tell him, don't spend your money. But a person that is anyway poor, and will make no difference to him, poor or rich, he will blind in the Zelda Masses. Zelda Chofetz Chaim, as that person, Avada is Mechuyev, to spend his money. The Mele, by us, we're talking about rich people. Mele Zelda Chofetz Chaim, a person that he will not become more rich or less rich, cannot make cheshbonos and has to spend the money to buy the mitzvah. Maybe a person has 5 slaves, if it's naben, has to give all the 5 slaves. The same kupat tzedakah that helps him will help him weiter. Or the same kupat tzedakah that doesn't help him will not help him. We don't want normal people to start to become poor. This is like the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim says more from them, that in the Yerushalmi is mefurash hazeh. The Yerushalmi says you don't have to go to collect money. But mashmat, till collecting money, you have to give all of your money. And the Chofetz Chaim la'aloche paskins, he says that even in the Yerushalmi shtet, you don't have to go to collect. Chofetz Chaim says, nearly that avada you mechuyev to collect. Like you mechuyev to collect for nerchanike. It's not dafke nerchanike, that's it. I mean, it's poshet that who had been ner Shabbos. So some people don't wait just in the chiluk. They think ner Shabbos you don't have to collect, and nerchanike you have to collect. So they do aloche at vorim pshutim, that as even nerchanike you have to collect, no shaykhet to pirsum anise, for ner Shabbos you have to collect. So often the Gemara is like there, and for tzilin you have to collect, for other mitzvahs you have to collect. So if you have to collect, for sure you have to give it. So Chofetz Chaim is very machmir. It says that the answer, the person has to do all of the mitzvahs. He brings down a subway shayim hodo, you don't have to collect. He says, he's not sure, Allah is not sure. She could be chaylik and that chayim, and says, you don't have to go to collect. But Zag Nachamo, that the chiddush ma'asung is only if you're rich. But if you're not rich, and some of what is like out, if you're so rich that will not make a difference in some of your also, the chiddush is only not to become poor. חידושים גדולים, אבל זה זה נחופת צחיים בכך ספיר את הסויגת. קומת רב שלי מהיימן, עם חידושים סימן גימן, זה רב שלי מהיימן, דחת את הקה שדוסן סתם. עבד היה זה בידי שולחן אורך, if שתית בשולחן אורך, you don't have to spend, so you don't have to spend. You can exchange. I פרק נחופת צחיים, זה גמור עם חידושים, that a person only had 5 slaves, and we told him to give it to tzedakah. זאת רב שלי מהיימן, זאת רב הזה, עם סימן גימן עם חידושים. Sagt das Amol, das ist ein kurzer Stickel da, das ist alles, Simon Gimel. So der Amol, he came to a stop. And it was a pit in a band by night. They made a pit in a band by night. And the role of the stop didn't want to make the pit in a band until after Meiriv. Because he said, Todur v'sheheno, Todur, Todur koidem. So first we'll daven Ma'ariv, then we'll do the Tidna Bet. I said it right, to do the Tidna Bet. And Yana Rav was signing, no, first Tadu V'Shayna Tadu. I told him, there's no Shachas to Tadu V'Shayna Tadu. You owe the money, Koyan money. If a person owes money, the first thing he has to pay the money that he owes. So you can't sit and learn and owe someone money. If you owe money, someone money, you have to stop and pay the money you owe. No Shachas to Tadu V'Shayna Tadu. These are right, the Gemara says, Meisa'av, you gave it from his nechosim. They state, Meisa'av, you gave it from his nechosim. But as a mitzvah lach a mitzvah, as a shibut, that is a mitzvah to do the shibut, but as a shibut. So that the Rav of Brisk was there, and the Rav told him that he went to Reb Chaim, and when he told it to Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim was masking with him. That is a fuchsia. So the Rav Azei zogt to the Chofetz Chaim, falt arop, was time the Chofetz Chaim, zogt to Rav Azei, about then every mitzvah is bid chaymesh. Till then you owe someone money. Well, what's bid chaymesh? You have to give it. Ali on a regular, you mishub it to the Kalban. Maybe you have to give it. So the Lefid them is chalik in another Allah that shaykh of Chofetz Chaim. Chaim shaykh, what if a person has only five slaim and a tzukas? And he didn't do Pirin Naben yet. So the Mugan Avram says, buy the Esrei, because if you don't buy the Esrei, you'll lose the mitzvah. Pirin Naben, Mr. Shem, one day you will have money, you'll do Pirin Naben. So the Lefid them, no, you owe money, you first pay the money that you owe. This is like a shaykh of Chofetz Chaim. Allah. Chaim says all the way. Chaim says buy the Esrei and then do Pidin HaBen. Chaim looks at the Pidin HaBen like it's a mitzvah. What? If a mitzvah is there, you owe money. When you owe money, you don't go to mitzvah. And then Zohar is given a story from Reb Chaim after. So there are other nusach, they say from Reb Chaim, I thought that the drum brings it down also. As Reb Chaim gizokt as they, I'm all they ask Reb Chaim, a kash. So this is a nusach from Reb Shlema. The answer of Chaim, Prias Baal Choyv Mitzvah. So that man, the Amma, Prias Baal Choyv Mitzvah. And maybe the Shibud only starts after the Mitzvah. So the answer of Chaim is a Mitzvah at Choymesh. If I owe someone money more from Choymesh, I don't have to pay back. Prias Baal Choyv Mitzvah. Prias Baal Choyv Mitzvah. So maybe more from Choymesh, you don't have to pay back the Choymesh. Don't tell me Shibud. Because the Gemara says that the man, the Amma, Shibud, Elav, the Reise, you say him, don't pay Choyv Avim. Why? Because Priyas Baal Chayv Mitzvah, V'hanilav ne mitzvah. It's a tzad that the Shibud is only there when it's a mitzvah. So the answer of Chayim, Priyas Baal Chayv Mitzvah, and the reason is only mitzvah a mitzvah. So more from Chayim is you never have to be Priyas Chayim. So Reb Chaim answered the Pashto Zach. Chaim says, Shtet, I'm a bazbez, I'm a bazbez, Yisrael Michayim. Here you owe him this money. When you pay him back, he didn't spend your money. He has in your house money that belongs to him. You paid out the money that was belonged to him. If you don't pay it, it will stay by you that you owe him money. This is not called a mebazbes. Mebazbes means I have money, I took my money and I spend it for an esrei. But if I owe someone money and I manage to take out what I owe him, it's not called that I'm mebazbes. I'm giving someone what I owe him. So maybe there's other zachat in the man, I owe the coin the money. So while I owe the coin the money, the male is not Reb Chaim, as they say, B'Shem Reb Chaim, they say, the male is in the stock in Thailand for the Biwa Loch. Absolutely. Doesn't make a difference, but the Bechefta, the Choyv is by me. The Choyv is by me. So we call Mekoyim, but as I state, the Maise, the Rishoni Paskin from our Suga, that a person doesn't have to spend all of his money for a mitzvah. A person doesn't have to spend all of his money for the mitzvah. So how much he has to spend? So how much a person has to spend? How much a person has to spend for a mitzvah? We say a person doesn't have to spend all of his money for a mitzvah. So how much money a person in Maisa has to spend? How much? You're not allowed to spend all of your money. You're not allowed to spend a third of your money. A fifth. How much you're allowed to spend? I'm a bazbez, Ali a bazbez, Yosef Michoimesh. We're not going on a Hidur mitzvah now, we're going and doing a mitzvah. So, in Tov Reishon involved, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in Seifet, Lashon HaRamah is, Ein Tzorich lebazbez hoin rav, Kmei she'amru am a bazbez, Ali a bazbez, Yosef Michoimesh. Umikol mekoim, zog the Mishnah Berurah, Chayev lo'itzi al kol panim isur nechosov. Attempt. אז איזה צדוקה? שיעור בינני. ואין במגן אברום, that it goes like צדוקה. How it goes צדוקה? How a person gives the צדוקה? Someone, his parents give him $100, so 10 become צדוקה. Then he invests his money, and this 90 makes $9. So now he has to give, and $10. So now he has to give $1. Then he, every year, from the first amount that he has, he takes off a 10. And then from every profit that he makes, he takes off again another 10. So the Mishnah Berurah, so the Zalba Zachdo, and the Tzedakah, and the Mitzvahs, you will have to give a fifth or a tenth from the Revach. Then if you got a million, so 200,000 of that goes to the Mitzvahs. Sometimes you spend all of that for Mitzvahs. Now you have 800. So from the Revach that it will make, you will give a tenth. And again a ten. Sometimes a very small amount. Right the Bible, Allah said, Dachtach Sinishtelis. Cannot be that this is the amount that a person has to give for a mitzvah. Why? Right the Bible, Allah said, he has a Santa Kasha. I don't know why he didn't have it schwer. That's like Pshat in unsere Gemara. The Gemara sagt that way. Omar Rab Zeire, Omar Rabune, the mitzvah ad shlish. My shlish. Ile im shlish beisoy. Let the Gemara ask a kasha. How it could be shlish beisoy? Shteta me bazbez, al ye bazbez, yoy so michoymesh. This is going to bring rayas that you don't have to spend more from a fifth. Like we said. All of your money for sure not, a third not, and even a fifth not. Let the Gemara ask a kasha. Why shlish beisoy? Ha me bazbez, al ye bazbez, yoy so michoymesh. Why the Gemara didn't ask such a kasha? Why did God didn't ask a kasha? He lame a shlish beis, so that person has to spend a third of his house. For tzedakah, for a mitzvah, v'otanya, I'm a bazuz, I'm a bazuz, yaisa michoymesh. And Tesis goes and brings a raya, and the person doesn't have to spend more from a fifth. So why did God didn't ask this kasha? Why did God didn't ask this kasha? Zog de Chofetz Chaim, avadet, and adin, I'm a bazuz, yaisa michoymesh, was only said in tzedakah. And he says, I'll tell you why. First, it makes sense. He doesn't have money. Give him your money. No. I'll give him more from fifth. He'll be rich. I'll be poor. I'm leaving the money by me. Don't start to help people on your cheshbon. We want the rich people to stay rich. We'll tell them to start to give out the money. We'll have no anim. Then we'll have a din of sus lirka balav. Have to give him a more tzedakah. You stay with your money. Give what you could. He says, there's more people that could help. But if a person has an answer, he has to give all of his money. The Gemara can never ask the kasha at the basis of the basis of the Chaymish. So what do Rishonim bring down here? They bring down, we see in Tzedakah that we made a takana Yisrael Mechaymish. We see that when a person spends a fifth of his money, someone gives him a present $1,000. If he spends a fifth of it, $200,000, he will become poor. So also in mitzvahs, we don't want you to get poor. But a mitzvah is not to get the profit that you did. If you, every time a mitzvah comes, you look how much money you have, till a fifth you have to give for a mitzvah. I am a bazar, from Chaymish, and Tzedakah is the aluchas. So I don't have to give more from Chaymish, and then I only have to give Rebach, and I have to give Rebach. And mitzvah bar aluchas says it's orchiyun lemaise. You must willing to give a fifth. Now I know. A mitzvah comes today, doesn't make a difference how much mitzvah you had yesterday. A mitzvah comes, you don't have tefillin, you're stuck somewhere and you can't get tefillin. You're stuck in Russia, you don't have tefillin today. You have $10,000, take a plane and fly to America and money actually. Till a fifth of your chosm, you have to make a mitzvah today. Just say today I don't have it. So it's not shaykhus to hear bad. We only bring a marshal from tzedakah that we see that in the fifth the person could become poor. So mainly here the yisayin of the rishonim is we don't want all the midrabbonot or the misvore that you become poor in the end. But avada the chiyuv is to give a fifth. Let me get a drop bite. אז אין המייסטר חופץ חיים את מכריע. It's a big shaila, and I didn't find the achroy of the poiskim adrabah. I was looking in shtetl. So sign the Chofetz Chaim, with all the chumus with the Chofetz Chaim, he doesn't speak it out. How much a person in the maise has to give?
So in the Brikas of Rome, I saw he's mistopping the Suffolk. I will explain. Number 11, a person has $1,000. He gets up in the morning, he's stuck in tefillin. He takes $200, he buys tefillin. Then in the afternoon, he needs a bencher. He only can buy a bencher for another $200. So he buys a bencher. Then he needs a lulav. And like this tefillin, he's left back in there with a couple of shkolim. Other, he says, I only have to spend a fifth. I cut the fifth, all of the mitzvahs have to fit in the $200 that I have to give. How are you learning pshat in this room?
Every day.
One second. A person has $1,000. We learned the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah said, till a fifth. Till a fifth. How much he has to give? I will explain. I don't have a tzad that he has to give the first time 200, the second two 200. I'm asking, Taisa says it's the Raisa, the Rebbe, first you give 200, then you give a fifth of 800, it'll be like 1,800, then you give less, 1,500, about you go down. But the tzad is that bichlal you have to go down. Maybe you only have to give a fifth. What is this for? How much you have to give? How much you have to give?
The Shaila is not stated in the sugya.
How much you have to give? The Shaila Lemaisa, how much you have to give? I said, is a Raya Lekan and a Raya Lekan? Again, the Raya is from our sugya, there's no different sugya in Shas of this. It's one Raya that you have to give, then you don't have to give. Because if the Pshat is that you have to give, so the Gemara's Kasha comes back. And if a person who has five mitzvahs, he will be left without money. What is the answer of Revach from Gemara? First the Gemara said you have to give a third of your money. So now the Gemara, what if I have three mitzvahs? So now we say a person has to give a fifth of his money. And what happens if he has five mitzvahs? He will also have to give. So first the Gemara, if he has three mitzvahs, not so zayin, and if he will have five mitzvahs, not so zayin, mashma, you only have to give a fifth. Mitzad sheini, and alle poiskim is mashma nishtasa. So right from the sugi, but let me listen right from the sugi, from alle poiskim is mucha chazay. How much you have to give tzedakah? A fifth? How much you have to give tzedakah? A katchile. A fifth. So after you give tzedakah, you don't have to buy no mitzvahs anymore. I gave a fifth. So a person that gave tzedakah doesn't buy lulav and esrei. Avada nishtasa. Person gave a fifth tzedakah, so what he does now? Doesn't do mitzvahs? Doesn't have to buy mitzvahs? And more than that, it's mucha chazay. Chafetz Chaim bein Ali Gemara in Kiddushin that a person only had five sloim. Magen Avraham says that a person has only five sloim, so the Mishnah Berurah, what to do? Let him to answer that the Gemara in Kiddushin is, what the Mishnah Berurah has asked the Kasha. The Gemara in Kiddushin, a person has only five sloim, if he has to pay to himself or pay to his father. Why the Mishnah Berurah didn't answer? That the Gemara there is talking that it's Machmas. So what's given the cash from Mishnah Berurah? And our sugya state that you don't have to give all of your money, and there state in the Gemara that you have to give. Why we didn't answer? Why the Gemara there state that you have to give? And we said all different things. Like the world, let the Chafetz Chaim the answer. This is what you asked before. The Gemara's Kiddushin is talking that a person has 500, how much he has, number Zagan, he has 50 slay. He has 50 slay. And he has 55 slain. He has 50 slain, 55 slain. So the 50 he doesn't have to give Lamazagan. And now he has an extra 5. And this 5, the Shaila, what is better? To make a pin naben to yourself, or to make a pin naben to your father, to your son? Why did Mishnah Berurah decide that the Gemara is talking that a person doesn't have money? Mishnah Berurah says the Gemara is talking that a person doesn't have money, and he has 5 slain. And the Shaila, what is better? To pay to himself or to pay to his son? Then the Mishnah Berurah answers that the Gemara is talking that he has money. Either Mishnah Berurah had shver if he has money, so he has money for him and he has money for himself. Yeah, but he has only 5 slayim extra in the chaimish what he has to give this year. So if he will use the 5 slayim for himself, he doesn't have to use them for the father. And if he uses them for the father, the Torah says en kezadavah. If he uses the 5 slayim for the father, now again from the rest of the money that he has to use again a fifth. For every mitzvah that comes, he has to use the fifth. Yeah, so what is the Torah of the Gemara? The Gemara asked the Kasha, if a person has only 3 mitzvahs, what will be? So what we're answering now, he has to give a fifth. No. What? Manavshach. What the Gemara will answer here, she could have answered Abishalash. The Gemara asked the Kasha, what will be for 3 mitzvahs?
So it's best. So I say, about which three mitzvahs, you're losing a lot of money. And if it's five mitzvahs, but again, in Mishnah Berurah, it can say there is mashma that in every mitzvah taka you will have to give a fifth. But taka is nishta zei close. It's taka nishta zei close. So noch ein zach do, from the end of the chelik from the sugya. What is the pshat in Rabban Gamliel? Frag in alle achroinim, Rabban Gamliel bought an esrik for elef jews. What was the case? How much money Rabban Gamliel had? How much was the money that Rabban Gamliel had? What? How much he had? If he had 20, let's say 20,000 zuz, so Pasha that he had to spend 1,000 for, there's a chiyuv. Every year he has to buy it. If Gamliel will not do it, he will be a pesheya. So what is the ganze inspires from Rabban Gamliel that he spent 1,000? So what will it say? That he had less than 5,000. So you're not allowed to? I'm a bazaz ali bazaz yaisa mechaymash. So the Bach says that nothing Israel is allowed to, because the Noch Shash will become poor because people will help him. So he's like the Bach. But nothing Israel is allowed to. The Tidach of Yitzchayim could be the Chiddush would be that was on the price, that he doesn't have to give more from the price. But we said Pashas, we don't stay with that, you say. Pashas, we don't stay with that, you say. The smagzok that Rabban Gamliel had an esrig, but he spent 1,000 for esrig mehuda. Teisen is mashma zeh, but teisen mashma nishta zeh. Teisen bring a ride that he has to spend money for mitzvah. But he bought an esrig mehuda. He had a lot of money. But chvir is a chashev yid, likes mitzvah, he spends $1,000, 1,000 zuz for a chashev esrig. There you might lose five. But five is good. But Gamliel liked the mitzvah and he spent so much. He was rich, he had millions, but he didn't get chaymish. But his bias is, he had a mitzvah to spend so much money. But the Sfasemes, Tachtach, Sfasemes in Sukkah, Zot, such a fest as that, Zot, Azat, Taine, Zot, Azat. But Gamliel was in the boat and he wanted the esrog. Now, there was a lot of more people on the boat. What they were planning to do in Sukkot? But everyone had a slogan, Chutz Rabban Gamliel? No. I was glad that Rabban Gamliel had a face to ask. Like, Chab, the Yidin wanted a lot of money. He charged Rabban Gamliel the money. What's the time in the Gantz Ha'ilam? Like, if Rabban Gamliel would not spend it, someone else. So someone says, Mistama Azeh is given. People were going up in the price. On the Mechitese, he started to say Elef Zuz. So people were betting this till it came to such amount of money. Zogter, Ken Zayn, says when a person has to do a mitzvah, he has to spend only. Rabbi Gamliel was a rich; he had 20. But it could be literally as one esrog in the world. And the shaila is if I could use it or Yerem could use it. Hashem will have only one mitzvah, other from him, other from me. Is the Indian to spend all of my money that I will be the one and not him? I'll ask you a kasha. I see a yid with an esrog. I'm telling you, give me the esrog. Esrog, sukkah. The way it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. I'm finished verkaufen the mitzvah. I'm going to be masking to verkaufen the mitzvah for 100 teuvel. It's an Indian that I'm going to. So he doesn't have a mitzvah, but I have a mitzvah. Shaker. Someone would buy it anyway. The male here, Be'etzem, is no chiyuv to be my simon. Because the mitzvah will be done anyway. One mitzvah will be done. Rabbi Gamliel loved the mitzvah. The chavivis of the mitzvah, Ergi will make the mitzvah. Here the chavivis, he wants to make the mitzvah. He wanted to do the mitzvah. So mele, he spent money. Aber es ist gewann auch hier. Und als der des Fasemes mit den Sorgen, more from that. That the Esrem, then someone else in the Sfinah will take it, and Rabbi Gamliel could shake his Esrem. No, but the Chofetz Chaim says, there's a chiv on every year to buy an Esrem. Every year, everyone has to buy an esrog. Chofetz Chaim says that Lulav Yitzur, you don't have enough money, either for Pidyon HaBen, and you will shake on someone else's lulav, or to buy yourself, it's kedai to do the Pidyon HaBen. But it's mashal chutz from that is a chiyuv to spend money to buy an esrog. So it could be Rabban Gamliel, for sure he could have done the mitzvah here. Someone else in the boat would buy it, and he would shake on Yerem's esrog. He wanted to have the mitzvah alei. That's the chavivus. That's the taka chavivus. The mele, that's given the mele from Rabban Gamliel. So that's the first chelek. Mitzvah Hashem morgen, we are the second chelek from Hidur Mitzvah. Shalom.
כל הלשון מפיצה את הקליטורים, ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים, במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור, מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן, תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה lstrudel@kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ וביגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d.strudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.